Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Our debate watch party tonight at the FOP Lodge 5 in the Northeast. Come by, say hello. Remember, if you'd like to help out the FOP Survivors Fund, we'd appreciate it. It'll be a fun night tonight. Just another excuse to get the Zioli Army together. Dom's going to be there tonight. Dom Giordano. It'll be fun. Come by and see us. We would appreciate it. Katie Fallinger can't go because she's got to go to sleep. It's one of the reasons why you've said enough. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, my goal is to get you to cry on the radio show. That is my goal.
I knew it.
So, Katie Fallinger, for those that don't know, your last day is when?
Tuesday, this coming, the 17th.
You've decided to hang it up as a CBS 3 meteorologist on TV for now.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah.
We're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss everybody, truly. I came over to you guys from just doing a live radio hit over on KYW News Radio. And just before they tossed to me, the anchors were like, man, this has got to be so sweet for you because, you know, come Wednesday, you're not even going to have an alarm. And I'm like, oh, no, it's totally bittersweet, but it's mostly sweet.
Yeah.
I just haven't had enough sleep in 8 years. And like, constant glaze over my eyes.
Because you get up at 2:30 in the morning because you have to look gorgeous on TV every day.
I attempt it, man. Coffee and a lot of concealer. Thank God for HD concealer.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, though. We're going to miss watching you on TV. I think that, you know, you can come on the show more and hang out with us, which will be fun.
I'm psyched for that.
We drink on the air, too, on this program. You can't do that on TV.
Well, I can now.
Now you can.
Ping, ping, pew, pew. So excited.
What's that?
I don't know. Although, wait, do you drink this early anymore? I mean,
sure.
I know we're in a new time slot, but...
Yeah, no, absolutely. In fact,
we
do Bloody Mary bars on the show usually.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
in fact... Have you ever put pickle juice in a Bloody Mary?
I have, and I think it's great.
It's so delicious.
I've also put Old Bay around the rim of the glass, which is fantastic. Have you ever done that?
That sounds awesome.
Why don't you try it? It's a great day for a Bloody Mary, is it not?
I would say so.
Katie, what are we going to do, though, when we turn on the TV next week on Wednesday and you're not there to do the weather?
I have no answer. I don't know.
So sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm hanging up my hat, my proverbial hat, from the weather aspect. But I mean, at least I'm still going to be out there. I'm not like going to become a shut-in, and I'm certainly not going to be like just staying at home. I'm going to be doing a lot. So I'll still be out there. I'm still going to be on social, like telling you everything, every step of the way. But yeah, no more CBS 3. That's just really the big change.
All right. You're going to cry. Don't worry. You will. You'll cry. All right. Let me ask you, how are we looking weather-wise?
Well, it's very steamy outside. Or as I like to say, steamy.
Steamy.
On days like this.
Very steamy.
Got to get a little extra H in there. So we had some showers and thunderstorms overnight. Those cleared. But even though the sun's back out right now, I wouldn't expect that it stays this way. It's mainly this afternoon and evening that fresh round of showers and thunderstorms come through. But they will be scattered. So... are you feeling lucky? That's my question.
Are you feeling lucky, punk?
well, are you?
Thank you, Katie. You nailed it. Perfect. Perfect.
You're going to totally miss that. I know. Like the whole CYA. Like, well, is it going to rain or isn't it? She totally didn't answer the question you just had.
Just a matter of if you're feeling lucky.
I am the master of the CYA.
Which is good. You've learned that skill and it'll serve you well.
Because there's a good chance you could be right. There's a good chance you could be wrong. So you got to just play.
I think a lot of people would like fall, though, now. Maybe. I don't know. Some people are sick of it.
I'm not ready for it. I actually would love to continue the trend of summertime. So I'm happy that I can tell you that that's going to actually happen.
You got your wish. Katie Fallinger, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, buddy.
All right. See you.
Yep.
855-839-1210. So Ben and Jerry's, small little ice cream shop in Vermont at a gas station. Just a couple guys working hard, scooping ice cream, supporting Bernie Sanders. Just a couple hard working ice cream shop owners. This is Ben Cohen here on... hang on a sec. I got to mention something about... Right. So Ben & Jerry's actually, I'm mistaken, actually sold their company to Unilever for $350 million. I forgot that part of it. Right. So they sold to a multinational gigantic conglomerate for $350 million. Other than that, just a couple guys scooping, listening to the dead, and hoping for socialism. Other than that, Dawn, just a couple of guys.
They're not one percenters.
Not at all. You know, right there, there's Ben Cohen, multi-millionaire, looking for socialism. Because, you know, socialism is what bought his company. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Unilever, a major national, international capitalist company. But here's Ben Cohen supporting Bernie Sanders. And he says tax cuts don't help businesses grow. You know what helps businesses grow? Getting bought out by Unilever for $350 million. That's what helps them grow. Cut one.
I also wanted to ask you, too, about tax reform. The new corporate tax rate, the lower one, has that helped Ben & Jerry's right now? It's the state of Ben & Jerry's hiring more employees. How has that impacted the company?
Makes zero impact. You know, businesses...
How's it help Ben and Jerry's? Like you go there and it's like little Ben and Jerry's. What were we have, like that help wanted sign at the little ice cream scoop shop? Oh, it's so hard. You mean how has it helped Unilever, the global international company that's bought Ben and Jerry's? I think it's helped them like it's helped every other corporation in America. Very, very much. That's what I think. But let's pretend like Ben & Jerry's is really just Ben & Jerry's.
Makes zero impact. You know, businesses make profits. Businesses expand without regard to the tax system. There is no business ever that has not expanded because, oh, I'm only going to make 30 cents on the dollar instead of 50 cents on the dollar. I mean, you're still making money. You're still making a profit. I mean, Ben and Jerry's started out where we were paying loan interest rates of 20% because that's the best ones we could get.
Oh, man.
We still took the loans. We still made money.
Yeah?
It's
how much?
This idea.
How much did you make?
If you raise taxes on businesses, they're not going to hire people or they're not going to grow or expand is a myth. It's a lie. It's not true.
You share the same view?
Yes.
Why don't you guys go have a scoop of Cherry Garcia at a reality dose? And Ben and Jerry still made money. Yeah, $350 million is what you made when you sold out to Unilever, you hypocrites. Absolute freaking hypocrites, these guys who back Bernie Sanders. And Unilever, like a lot of other companies, is very happy with the Trump tax cuts because corporate America loves the Trump tax cuts and they're hiring more people. I'm sorry, Ben, but the fact of the matter is corporate America is hiring more people because of the tax cuts and because they were able to bring money overseas back to the United States of America. Unilever owns you. You are not Ben and Jerry's anymore. Stop pretending like you are Ben and Jerry's. This frustrates me so much. Anyway, I had to get that off my system because I hate the hypocrisy. And who's the reporter and why doesn't he ask a follow-up?
Yes. It was a local. I think they were in Vermont or something.
Vermont. Yeah. The big myth, Ben and Jerry's is still Ben and Jerry's. All right, enough of this nonsense. I just wanted to point that out to you because actually corporate America loves the Trump tax cuts, and Ben Cohen is full of it, all right? Full of it. He's supporting Bernie, though. Also, I want to mention tonight, and this is a key point, so what to look for tonight. Ready? Number one, Joe Biden has to try to maintain his frontrunner status. America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, is slowly becoming the front-runner. Bernie Sanders has to stop that momentum if he's going to take over as the front-runner if Joe Biden does not make it across the finish line. But Bernie and Elizabeth Warren are basically on the same page as progressives. So the question is, will Bernie go after the broad or not? That's the question. Will Bernie use his anti-woman platform to finally go after Elizabeth Warren? And will America's mother-in-law lecture Bernie on why her progressive plans are better for America than his? Or will they just team up and go after Joe Biden tonight? Either way, at this point, I can tell you Donald Trump's going to be reelected president. So really, all of this is just theater. All right? There you go. That's my debate analysis in a nutshell. That took about 30 seconds. Any questions?
No, sir.
All right. Fair enough. Who are we rooting for, though, just to become the nominee, just for fun, just for entertainment purposes? Bernie?
Well, because you do megaphone Bernie, I think that we all would hope that would continue.
All right. We can do that. Just for the entertainment purposes of it. That's what we would hope.
Yeah.
Because truly, honestly, America's mother-in-law, I can't listen to her every day for the next several months.
I think you've developed a good character with her, though. So I think it's not going to be as entertaining as Bernie, but it might be. I don't know.
All right. Well.
But there's a possibility, you said, right, that Tulsi could make the next debate stage. Is that...
Yeah, I don't think Tulsi's got... I got a better chance of winning the Democrat nominee than Tulsi Gabbard.
I'm just talking about the stage.
Oh, we just want her on the stage.
Yeah, we just want her.
Just want her in studio is all we really want.
We do.
I mean, that's all. Just to sit
talking
down.
Talking about health and her workout.
And again, what's my question tonight that I'm going to ask the Democrats if I were the moderator? Will you use intervention against a country that pollutes if you say climate change is as serious as World War II? And the Nazis and Hitler. So does that mean you will use America's military against China or India or any other bad polluter on the world stage? That's my question. And if not, why not if we only have 12 years to go? And if you do use the military to intervene against these big polluters in the world, how are we going to power the military without fossil fuels and nuclear power? Those are my questions for Democrats tonight. I don't think any of them will be asked, though, by the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos.
It didn't make the list.
I don't think it'll make the final cut. We shall see.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.